I have a cutaway gun. Let's try to bring it out. Cutaway of the gun. We're at the charging handle here, and you can see the bolt is rotated and locked into the chamber. As the bolt carrier is retracted, you can see that the bolt rotates coming out here. So now you get an idea of how the gun locks up here. You see the bolt the bolt itself stays straight while it's picking up the new magazine. The bolt latch trip engages right around here, freeing the bolt to rotate and to lock into position. Back here. Come on back a little bit more, go down into the trigger mechanism. This is something I wish everybody could see here. This is your trigger mechanism. It gives you an idea of how everything works here. When the trigger is depressed, it lifts up on the transfer bar. I'm going to point out the transfer bar if I can see it. Here's the transfer bar here. The transfer bar is contacting the bottom of the sear and the bolt carrier. See, here's your sear pin. That means your sear is right around here. So the transfer bar is here, and when I lift up on the trigger, it's going to fire the transfer bar. Now watch the transfer bar jump back after it's fired. Well, it didn't here. But when I cock the gun, the cocking lever, or when I charge the gun, the cocking lever, which is hanging down right here, remember the cocking lever at the bottom? The cocking lever is down into the receiver and laying right on front of the transfer bar. The cocking lever now is going to push the transfer bar back and down. There. Now the transfer bar has just engaged the disconnector. See that? And now it's hooked. So as it continues to go to the rear, it cocks itself. Right there. Gun continues to cycle, and the bolt carrier comes back to the front, cocking lever, that's it swinging there, the cocking lever swings back down in between the transfer bar, and when I finally let my finger off the trigger here, you'll watch the disconnector that is holding the transfer bar, it's going to free it, and let it go back to battery, so it's ready to fire again. Cocking lever pushes back the transfer bar, pushes it down, being held underneath the disconnector, cocks the gun, picks up a new round, comes back again, release, and ready to fire.